Welcome back to the Presentation College Halftime Show, as right now it is time for our Taylor Seed Sit Down with a Saint interview, and right now we are joined by Cora Lopez, the Junior Center for Presentation College. And Cora, the first time we have everybody on the Halftime Show, the first question I ask you, just take us through the recruiting process and how you ended up as a Presentation College Saint.
Okay, so right after high school, I went to MSJC, my junior college, in my hometown. I played 2 years there, and then after that I got offered to play at a four-year New Mexico, Northern New Mexico college, where I redshirted. It wasn't really for me. The program, you know, the players, like, it was all great, but sometimes, you know, you just don't fit in. So I ended up heading home after school was finished, and then my junior college coach got me in contact with Coach Nelson, and he had a lot of stuff that I liked to say, and he respected that I was back to the basket post, so then I liked what I saw and I came here.
So once you got here, you had to kind of sit a semester to get eligible and get all the credits figured out. There were some mix-ups along the way, so it took a little bit longer than it should have. What was going through your head the first time you stepped in front of the scorer's table and were just about to go into that game? And then what happened? How long did it take to just get back to playing basketball and get rid of the butterflies?
Well, when I went up to that, you know, he called my name, and I was pretty nervous. Everybody was super stoked for me, but I was just happy to be playing. Like, I knew, like, anytime I play a game, I feel like I'm home. Like, that's my home away from home, and I was just super excited to finally be playing. You know, a year and a half of not playing, it drives someone crazy when you love the game. It did take me quite a bit of time to, you know, to warm up to things and to relax my nerves and stuff. I did get into some foul trouble, and they were not the best the best fouls either. But, you know, I finally warmed up, and I was playing my game. I was ready to go.
So you play with two teammates from your junior college days, Kat Thomas and Yetta Fugate. How does that make the transition easier on and off the floor?
It makes it a lot better because we know how to talk to each other. You know, we played with each other for a year, so we know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and you have to be able to know how to talk to each individual to bring them up, because you never want to say the wrong thing to bring them down, and we're really great about that, and we're really open with each other about how we play.
So did their being at Presentation College first, did that have anything to do with your decision to eventually commit to Presentation?
To be honest, I really didn't even know they were committed here. My coach just wanted me to play somewhere where she knew that they would respect my game. And Coach Nelson was super, like, he would not, like, leave me alone. He wanted to make sure he got me, and that's what kept me here. That's what made me decide to come here. And then after I committed to him, they told me, like, oh, like, these two are here. And I was so stoked. I was super happy. And another player, Lily,
Tomlinson.
Yeah, there we go. I'm sorry. Sorry, Lee. But she's from one of our rival junior colleges, too. So I've been around her a little bit.
And how did those matchups go when you guys played each other in junior college? Lily's team and your team.
I believe we played like three games, but it was some crazy games. Like, of course, like, they would double team me and stuff like that. But when they were trying to close me out, they, you know, kind of forgot about our other post player, who is a very strong post. And, you know, we actually beat them. You know, we were 3-0 to playing against them, but they were great games. They were some of the best games that I've played.
And you said that you made the California State Junior College National Tournament, or I guess a state tournament, because the California JUCO League has their own league.
Yeah.
What was the experience in that like, and how can you take playing in a tournament setting, and how does that help you with your transition to Presentation and helping this team grow?
Honestly, it was probably the best experience that I will ever have in my life, and I brag about it a lot, but it kind of makes you, it gives you, like, you know, you get a little taste of the cake and you just want to eat the whole thing. It was just amazing. And I know that if I can handle that, because after the first game we played against San Antonio, and they're one of the best junior colleges in California. And just to know that I was able to play and be a part of that team, even though we came out with second place, like, I feel like I can overcome any game. Nothing will be too intense for me, anything, and it gave me the mindset to want to win. Like, if you ever hear me talk outside of basketball, all I talk about is winning.
And coming from California to South Dakota, what was the biggest culture shock?
I guess the biggest culture shock is probably all the country people. I wasn't used to little short shorts and cowboy boots. I've been seeing that a lot from the guys, from the football players. I'm not really, I'm kind of new to that, so.
Is there any other things that were first, besides snow and cold, we talked about it before that you'd seen that, but are there any other things, you know, deer on the road or, you know, tractors or something that you hadn't seen out in California and that you saw here?
I would say, yeah, the farming, like definitely. A lot of my friends are farmers and they talk about like farming wheat or having like pig farms and stuff like that. And I didn't really know anything about it. So I ask a lot of questions and they kind of laugh at me, but you know, I'm trying to learn about how they live and, you know, different experiences. Cause obviously I'm not used to any of that. So
what is your major at presentation and what do you hope to do once your time as a saint is through, even though you got a little time left?
My major is criminal justice. I hope after I graduate college and finish with my degree to join the military, serve a term. I want to be able to say that I served my country, and then after I want to join law enforcement and be able to say I served my community.
Once again, we are visiting with Cora Lopez on our Sit Down with a Saint interview brought to you by Taylor Seed. And Cora, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the second half.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back with more right after this on your radio voice of the Saints, 107.7 KBDFM.